This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A new UN-led global initiative launched on Thursday to get more COVID-19 vaccines into countries where coverage is far behind richer nations is a way out of the pandemic for everyone, everywhere. That was the message from UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres as he lent his support to the World Health Organization campaign. Its target is to get vaccines into the arms of 40% of people in all countries by the end of 2021 and 70% by the middle of next year. This goal is possible as global vaccine production is now at nearly 1.5 billion doses per month, but reaching 4 in 10 people in all countries by the year's end will depend on being able to mobilise $8 billion to ensure that distribution is done equitably. Mr. Guterres described the plan as a costed, coordinated and credible path out of the coronavirus crisis. It was an alternative to vaccine nationalism, vaccine hoarding and vaccine diplomacy, he said. Staying with the UN Secretary General, who has said that the humanitarian situation in northern Ethiopia is paralysed, with fuel, medicine and other essential relief items blocked. Briefing the Security Council on Wednesday night, Antonio Guterres said deliveries of life-saving aid to Tigray were still nowhere near the level required, which is 100 trucks per day. Aid teams on the ground in the war-torn province have reported increasingly alarming testimonies of suffering and deaths from hunger, the UN chief said. This latest assessment indicates that more than 5 million people need emergency assistance in Tigray, 400,000 of whom are in near famine-like conditions. Another 2 million need help in neighbouring Amhara, where fighting is complicating the work of humanitarians, and Afar, which provides the only road link to Tigray, and where convoys are severely restricted by official and non-official checkpoints, insecurity and other challenges, Mr. Guterres explained. Food prices across the world last month were almost 33% higher than in September 2020, according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. In its latest food price index released on Thursday, the FAO found that prices rose over 1% from August, owing to tightening supply conditions and strong demand for staple foods such as wheat and palm oil. The price of cereals increased by 2% in September, with wheat up as much as 41% compared to a year earlier. Vegetable oil prices were also up 1.7% from August and about 60% from September 2020, while dairy prices increased by 1.5% from last month. Sugar prices were 0.5% higher and over 53% up from a year earlier. Meat prices were virtually unchanged in September from the previous month and up over 26% from the past year. According to another FAO report released on Thursday, world cereal output is on course to hit an all-time record of 2,800 million tonnes over the next year. But this is less than anticipated demand owing to the expected significant increase in the use of wheat for livestock feed. Katie Dartford, UN News.